MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Turning off our Jacques Conradi, CEO at Peregrine Capital. Jacques, appreciate the early morning time. In your recent note you put out, and you were talking about the scenarios ahead of the election. Scenario three was ANC sub 45%, a coalition of sorts with the DA. It wasn't the most likely one, but it is where we now find ourselves sitting in July, even if it wasn't the likely scenario. And it does... As an investor on the JSE, it almost makes me feel like a kid in a candy store, because there is so much now potential in our economy, and frankly, really cheap valuations on the JSE. Is that a sense shared by you and your colleagues?
Simon, good morning, and thanks. And I'm very much with you there. I'm just very happy as South African that we got the good outcome. And obviously, as an investor, it's a really exciting time on markets now. But what we see is some of the large caps, the banks, the retailers have had probably a 20-30% move off the low. So maybe some of the real initial easy gains have been had. But now what we're trying to figure out is to say, these companies have great management teams. They've been facing headwinds for the better part of 10 years, right, and still managed to eke out earnings growth. What could they do with a bit of an economic tailwind? So it's hard to fully calibrate what earnings recovery we could see over the next year or two as rates come down, the rand strengthens. And also, we haven't actually seen the foreigners enter the equity market. They've entered the bond market. They haven't yet entered the equity market post-election. So what's that going to do with markets if that happens?
I like your point around management. And it was the same story around Sasol. It was the same story around Kumba a moment ago, where they're managing. Management's doing perfectly fine. It's the environment which is hobbling them. We have got, I think of the ShopRite retailers with load shedding and ditto with the REITs and the like. Are there sectors, you mentioned we've seen some good moves already, are there sectors that are of particular interest, or is it just a classic smorgasbord sort of across the table?
I think you'll probably do well owning quite a wide variety of shares, but I think the interesting thing is, and we thought this before the election outcome, is typically if good news happens in a country, you see people go bid for the large cap liquid shares first. So as I said, most of those shares up 20 or 30%. Most of the small mid caps have probably had 5%, 10% moves. Some of them have had no moves. So I think looking slightly down the liquidity curve is definitely interesting to us. So that's what we've been doing, to say where's this companies that's lagged, where we also think their earnings recovery will come through, where we think the management will execute. So I think there's quite a bit of opportunity still in the SAS small and mid-cap space, which has been unloved for quite a long period of time.
And this is potentially, I mean, you mentioned we've seen some big moves already. I'm thinking, top of my head, you know, Mr. Price is up 25% so far this year. The banks are up 25% pretty much since May sometime. This is going to potentially play out over many, many years. And, you know, some of the listeners who like, oh, I've missed it. Well, you missed the opening bandit, but there's a lot more to go.
Yeah, I would say so. Like we've got the load shedding cost that's going to come back for a lot of these companies. That's kind of quite a material one. So look for companies where that's been a high cost. A business like Astral, probably one of the highest ones, just in terms of processing and freezing the chicken, is just extremely electricity intensive. So that's obviously massive tailwinds for some of these companies having that. And then, look, I think the consumer is fairly, it's tough on the ground at the moment, is the read we're getting from company results. So we need some rate cuts, and I think we're hopefully getting that the next meeting. So I think once that happens and you start getting the benefit from that coming through with load shedding and other things, hopefully the earnings momentum really picks up in a lot of these companies.
It's been a tough 4 years for consumers. We're going back to March of 2020 when the pandemic, and then of course the inflation, the interest rates. It really does look a better year ahead. You mentioned rate cuts. There's also the two-part. There's expectations that perhaps as much as 40 billion could get withdrawn. Lower inflation, no load shedding, which is a cost, but also it's an emotional. It makes life just gloomy. South African consumer in a very good spot perhaps over the next 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, I would think so. I think, as I said earlier, right now it's tough, but I think there's so many tailwinds that could come through. Typically, the first rate cut, even though it's on the margin, it just gives people confidence because you know we've had the peak. You know you can probably expect it to come down further. So I think that's important. And then I think the SARB at the last meeting said 4.5% is there. Now they're base case inflation by the end of this year. And I think we could even go below that with where the rand is now. So that finally frees up income for people to have to deal with that rather than kind of 6 or 7%. So I think there is a lot of reasons to be confident. And also, I think just as you said, load shedding, this election outcome, you think just confidence will look better, like when you can feel more positive about your country, when they can, you can see they've fixed Eskom, when hopefully they can fix Transnet in the next 12 or 24 months if they apply that same playbook. I think that'll just get confidence going, which also feeds on itself.
Changing track fairly significantly, the conversations you and I have had over time, Peregrine, certainly a contrarian investment firm in many senses. Talk me through the stand of preference share. Apparently you did quite well in there, and I think a lot of folks are scratching their heads saying, hang on a second, Steinhoff is bankrupt, got delisted, but there was some opportunity there for those who were sort of zigging when everyone else was zagging.
Yes, Simon, we love these complicated special situations type investments. And there's actually been two in this period, both Steinhoff Prefs and WeBike or Transaction Capital, WeBike Cars. So Steinhoff Pref, I'll quickly touch on. I mean, this was when we probably bought the position in 2017 when Steinhoff was falling apart. And we figured out that this instrument on the JSE, this Pref, was actually secured by Simon Steinhoff stake in their pref in Pepcorn and Ackermans listed on the JSE, which is a high quality business. So we just felt highly confident you're going to get your money back. And I think, let's say, Transaction Capital more recently, I mean, this is a share, I think we bought it last year at under R5. It was as high as for like $48 like a few years ago. And I think it's just when everyone sees panic and sees the SA taxi situation, it really attracts us to go do the detailed work to figure out where does the debt in this business sit, have they written securities from We Buy Cars or the group to SA Taxi, figuring out those things. And then in that case, we were sure they didn't. And then obviously We Buy Cars is just this fantastic SA company. It's probably one of the best kind of car retailers in the world, in my opinion, just their pure business model. So you could get access to that at a very, very cheap price. And if you look at it now, I think you got it at five. Your We Buy Cars stake is worth R8 per share of Transaction Capital. You've got R3 left. So it shows you there's, even in tough times, there's always value sitting if you're willing to go dig for some truffles where others aren't looking.
Yeah, and doing your homework. That's the critical part. But yeah, I like the idea that where there's a disaster, there's often opportunity. Jacques Conradi, CEO of Peregrine Capital, always appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.